RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, at least that's how I feel right now. And we've taken the approach of game to game. And, I felt like going into that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game. And I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
So they got juice, but not too much juice, says Cole Kmet. Judson Richards back here with you for one more hour as we hand it off to Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, and Molly. We'll get you started for your pregame show, leading you right up to kickoff. We are about 4 hours and 18 minutes away for the longest rivalry in football to really, I believe, start a new chapter. Bears and the Packers coming up tonight. Also a reminder, tune in tomorrow morning from 9 to noon live for Bears-Packers reaction with Anthony Heron. The Bulls take on the Hawks starting at 2:15 with tip-off at 2:30. And to wrap up the night, it'll be Patriots versus Ravens. Sunday night football starting at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7:20. All of it can be heard tomorrow on The Score and the Odyssey app. We will get to all these phone calls. Tony, you're first in line. We'll get to you in just a minute. Breaking down this game and talking about Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love. Jordan Love's had a terrific season. There are a number of metrics where he's been the best quarterback in the NFL. As far as Caleb Williams' season, Caleb has done two things I think that are often overlooked. Number one, he is healthy. He is ready to go each and every game. He is incredibly durable, and I think for the most part, he makes good business decisions. I also think Caleb has done a really, really great job of following exactly what Ben Johnson has asked him to do, but also been fine with a team that has an incredible running game. Like, I believe that even though he's the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams is very much team first. And I think that has played out. But those are all very nice things. Those are compliments. But he is also the number one overall pick. And so there are different expectations. You have different expectations, and you are ultimately paid differently because of it. Caleb now is closer somewhat to a year three quarterback than a year two quarterback. Week 16, months in this Ben Johnson offense, we have seen some highs, we have seen some lows. Most recently, we have seen more highs. Tonight, he will need to just be great at what he's asked to do, right? They are not going to throw it 45 times. It's one of the beautiful things about this offense for a young quarterback. But where we are as of now, your number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, needs to be great at what he's asked to do, and he needs to be great early. So if he's throwing a pass 15 yards down the field, it needs to not sail by a yard over his receiver's head or his intended target. He just needs to be really good at what he's asked to do. That's what it comes down to. We don't need fourth quarter heroics if you're solid and are leading scoring drives in the first and second quarter. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tony in Wonder Lake with us on The Score. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. You know, I know it's definitely an advantage not having Parsons on the field, but look at it from the Packers' point of view. We're without Adunze and Luther Burden. So if you want to talk about a situation where they almost cancel each other out, I could see the Bears running a lot of 13 personnel. And as far as game balls, how about we give out a trio to the tight ends? Because if this game plays out the way it could, I think each tight end is going to be asked to pitch in at critical points throughout the game, not only in the passing game, but blocking as well in the running game. So I'd love to see the tight ends do well and just, you know, do what they have to do to win the game. Really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Tony, thanks for the call. I will say, though, I could not disagree with you more. There, you know, there is nothing as far as, how did you phrase it? And they said, cancel each other out. The two wide receiver injuries, no Rome Odunze, no Luther Burden for the Bears, is absolutely nothing like the Packers not having Micah Parsons. Not even close. No way, no how. In my opinion, there is not a single non-quarterback injury that impacts an important game more across the NFL than the Packers not having Micah Parsons. He is top three in going and getting the quarterback. I know some would probably make the case number one, but I put him as so much more deadly and dangerous than Myles Garrett because of his speed. There is strength and there is speed. And when you have a quarterback that can escape the pocket and at times can look like the fastest player on the field in Caleb Williams, that's a major problem for the Packers. It's a huge problem. There is not one player on the Bears that I would say would cancel out them not having Micah Parsons. I'm not guaranteeing a victory because of it. I just am not going to, for a second, not give Micah Parsons his due and recognize that the Bears have been given an incredible gift. There's no other way to say it. Now just take advantage of it. Let's go to Ryan in Palos Heights with us on 6-7 The Score. Ryan, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to touch on, you know, looking back to last game, if memory serves, I believe they went 3-and-out their first two drives, and Caleb threw the ball 5 times. Now, I think it'd be asinine to question the play calling and the head coach to this point. I just think Caleb needs to get going early, and, you know, if we get rid of that lousy first half, I think we can build on the second half from the last Packers game and kind of go from there.
Ryan, is this game a defining moment for Ben Johnson, or has he already done so with where they stand as of now?
I think calling it a defining moment this early into his Bears career, I think, you know, hopefully this guy is here for the next 20 years. But I think it can be an early statement to, you know, beat the Packers at home in his first chance to do so.
Ryan, if Ben won tonight, you wouldn't consider this a defining moment? I mean a first defining moment. A defining moment would be a Super Bowl trophy. I get it. But would you call this his first defining moment?
I think it definitely is a step in the right direction. I think, you know, it definitely could be. To the point, but you know, this is still obviously win here, and you're in the driver's seat, but, you know, there's still work to be done towards the end of the year.
Oh, Ryan, I respect that. Yeah, I respect it. Kobe Bryant, right? Job's not done. All I know is, if you want to someday have the ultimate prize in the NFL, you got to own your own backyard. And the Bears, virtually, they have been owned by the Packers, and not just by Aaron Rodgers recently. Packers have won 26 of the last 31. Yikes. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at your place at Soldier Field. So I consider a defining moment, because not only would you separate yourself by a game and a half in the division, but you'd stop getting bullied in division. It's a chance to put your foot down. That's the defining moment that I'm recognizing for tonight, at least possibly in front of him for Ben Johnson. But, I'm also not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth. It's like they're playing meaningful games in December because of Ben Johnson. So sure, he's already defined that the Bears are heading in a different direction. But if you want to put an exclamation point on it, then that's beating Matt LaFleur tonight at Soldier Field. 312-644-6767. Scott is with us in South Elgin. Scott, happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday. Definitely feels like a Sunday.
Yes, it does.
Sorry, my radio just kicked on. Let me get rid of that.
Take your time, Scott. Take your time. We're on your time, Scott. Okay, you're good. You're clean. Fire away.
All right, so I'm really looking forward to see what Nashon Wright can do in this game. Jordan Love loves to chuck the ball up, maybe a couple moon balls. And if you can undercut one or two of those in this game, even whether or not Christian Watson plays or not, it looks like Reed is going to play. So he's going to have plenty of weapons to work with. And that play action with Josh Jacobs back there throwing up those balls is lethal. The only way to stop it is to undercut it. And I feel like the best guy on the team to do so is someone who we got off of the scrap heap and who has five interceptions and another couple turnovers for the season. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys say and bear down, man, bear down.
Scott, great call. I appreciate it. Yeah, 312-644-6767. The scrap heap from Nation Wright to going to, is he still leading the NFL in interceptions?
I can look that up for you.
Yeah, well, let's just pretend they are. Grant, and if he is, I feel pretty good that he certainly was at the top. And no matter what, first of all, let's begin with Nation Wright taking advantage of every opportunity. But then you also look at the coaching staff, right? There's, I think that I got to think that Bears fans are climbing out a little bit of waiting for the other shoe to drop. How do you get there? By great coaching. Because great coaching allows you not to overlook the Cleveland Browns when you're being sandwiched by the Green Bay Packers.
Kevin Byard leads the NFL with 6 interceptions.
All right.
Nation's right behind him with 5.
Okay, so we'll take the W with it being 2 Bears up the top. That's right, Byard with number 6 and Nation right at number 5. We're asking you 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you until 4 o'clock. The pregame show, Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, Mully will take over at 4 and lead you right up to kickoff time. We're asking you, what's it going to take to beat the Packers? Who's the good, better, best game ball tonight? Who is your X factor in this game? Let's go to Clay, who joins us now on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Clay, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, my predictions on the game tonight is Bears winning by 7.
How do they get there, Clay? Who's the star tonight?
The star is Cole Kmet, Loveland, and DeAndre Swift.
Oh, I like it, Clay. Appreciate it. I think Clay's already getting started for a big game. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Bernie with us on The Score. Hey, Bernie, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, your comment on who's going to be the better quarterback tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make a difference because we've got the best offensive line in pro football. You and I can run for 100 yards tonight. I think if we control the ball with the running game, we keep Love off the field, it doesn't make a difference if Love outperforms Caleb.
Bernie, you're telling me, Bernie, in the world that we live in today, in the quarterback-driven world today, that the quarterbacks are not going to play a big factor in tonight's game.
Right. Not in this game. The big factor is us running the ball.
Yeah.
We're going to keep their offense off the field. Okay? You can't score if you're not on the field. So we control the ball. We control the running time. The Bears will win this game tonight.
Bernie, I like it. I like it. Yeah. And by the way, that is the best game plan, at least what the Bears have shown when it's worked for them. The thing about having a game plan or knowing that something's going to work is Matt LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, like that's what their coaches are preparing for. They're preparing for the Bears to run the football like they did in the second half, like they did, absolutely dominated the Philadelphia Eagles with the way that they ran the football. I just know that the quarterbacks always matter, right? And they ran the ball, and it ran it exceptionally in the first time they met up, but the problem was the big plays that they gave up. At some point, Jordan Love's going to have the ball in his hand. And Jordan Love was exceptional in third down. They were 8-for-12 in third down, and he slayed them in the blitz. He was 8-for-11, over 120 yards passing and 2 touchdowns when the Bears blitzed. So, yes, controlling the clock, holding on to the ball, running it is great. The quarterbacks, I promise you, will matter in this football game. But it does not mean that Caleb Williams has to throw it 45 times, put up 35 points, and be that much better than Jordan Love. I'd love that. Like, at some point, I'd like to feel like, yeah, we'll beat you on the ground, but we'll also watch Caleb Williams have a 70% completion percentage and throw it all over the field and be perfect. But that's probably not going to be what has to happen tonight. 312-644-6767. We'll get to these calls in a little bit. There are a lot of could they, would they, maybe not injuries happening tonight in this game for both teams. So let's get a better sense of who we expect to see and maybe not see in this football game tonight. 6-7 The Score reporter Chris Emma will join us coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we are just under the four-hour mark from kickoff time. The Bears and the Packers, the battle for the NFC North. Again, a reminder, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in coming up from 4 to 7, 20 p.m. For your local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will get you set for the game. Then, immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Atura Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Let's dive into this game with 6-7 The Score reporter, my guy, Chris Emma, now on The Score. Emma, what's going on? It's 41 degrees out there. So are you shirtless? I mean, what is this weather that we're dealing with right now?
Well, what a difference from last Sunday. We're all just freezing our faces off. Yeah, it's not quite bear weather tonight coming at Soldier Field, but balmy. We'll take it.
All right, so this matchup here tonight, Emma, what really stands out to you with what we've seen and injuries and otherwise? What jumps out at you as of now?
I want to see if the Bears can establish their offensive identity with a running game. And I felt like that was not missing in that game, Green Bay, but not consistently enough to really control that game on that side of the ball. And we saw the Bears do that in Philadelphia a few weeks back in controlling that game with a running game. And I think that's the goal tonight, is obviously get the entire offense moving and create that run-pass balance, but use the running game to dictate drives. Get those long 7-8 minute drives that we've seen him do pretty frequently this season, where you're just taking the air out of the ball on the other side and you're just dominating the game. You're getting those long 10, 11, 12 play drives that end in scores. And I want to see that tonight from this Bears offense. And I'm curious to see how the Packers look defensively without Micah Parsons. That's a significant loss, not just individually for Parsons, what they're missing there, but the catalyst he is for that entire defensive identity. So I see great opportunities for the Bears to really pound the rock tonight and control the game on that front.
Emma, that has been the main key with the phone calls we've taken. It's been run, 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 run. I just know that quarterbacks always matter. Caleb Williams had a great game against the Cleveland Browns, even in negative wind chills. Caleb's got to matter some tonight, right? And how much will he matter in this game?
Judson, I wrote about it at 670thescore.com. This is the night for Caleb Williams, and this is the kind of game you want to see. He's on the right path towards becoming a franchise quarterback, and you've seen the flashes of brilliance and the consistency in his growth pattern. But the next step is a significant one. That is being the reason why your team wins these games. And it's funny to say that, pivoting off the importance of the run, but you want to see Caleb have that kind of night where he is cashing it. Maybe you are running the heck out of the ball, and then you hit that play fake, you get get somebody open for a touchdown. I want to see Caleb Williams have that kind of night that a franchise quarterback does, because a franchise quarterback, it's not about stats. It's about winning meaningful games down the stretch. And here's your meaningful game and a bunch more to come, at least two more after this and perhaps more in January. You want to see Caleb Williams take that next step. All the confidence we hear from him and everything you believe in what he can be, you want to see that come to fruition now. And this is your test. This is the end of year two for him, with the team sitting at 10 wins and hoping to make a run deep into the postseason. This is his time to shine. This is a really defining moment early on in his career.
We're joined by the Scores, Chris Emma. Emma, you're around the team. Major injury. I can't remember a day covering the NFL where you had such star power go down, with Patrick Mahomes and then Micah Parsons with the torn ACL last weekend. You don't feel at all like the Bears aren't taking the Packers seriously because of the magnitude of this injury, right? What was mood around Hallis Hall?
I talked to Darnell Wright a couple days ago about the idea of, like, you're upset you're not going to face Parsons. Like, man, you're a competitor. You want to get against those guys. You want to face Parsons and Crosby and Juan and the guys that he's been up against. And but they certainly understand, like, there's guys on this Packers defense without Parsons. That is still a bona fide top 10 tenacious defense without Micah Parsons. And you talk about Gary now and Van Ness, who you want to see in Green Bay take on that next step and be a more disruptive player. And you got some good backers, and you got some playmakers in the secondary. This defense on the Green Bay side should be respected as a lead, even without Micah Parsons. And he makes such a difference, and they play so much off him. But they've got guys who are going to make a difference out on that field tonight as well. And for the Bears, again, it comes back to their bread and butter, their identity. Run the dang football. Keep those drives going. Tire out that defense. The physicality with which the Bears play up front is something that wears down a defense. And then you get in those situations in the fourth quarter where you hope to have that lead, but if you're playing from behind, you got a defense that's a little bit gassed and you got an opportunity. So that's the beauty of the way the Bears have played offensive football, is stacking those 65-70 plays per game, wearing down the opposition, where it seems on the other side the Bears are just getting stronger through this. And that's your opportunity tonight.
What should we know about Tremaine Edmonds?
Yeah, he has been activated. He will be out there tonight in line to play, of course, and start. Good to go. This was never a significant long-term injury, even placing him on IR. The hope all along was that it would be a minimal four-week absence, which it was. And look, they've had so few games. I'm trying to look up the number of plays. I counted, I think, 12 or so, where you had Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, and Jalen Johnson out on the defense at the same time. And that was part of that game week two in Detroit. Before TJ went down, then Jalen went down. You get some guys back, and then now goes Tremaine. Now you got almost an entirely healthy defense as you look at this group, and that is a huge boost. Tremaine Edmonds does so much that just goes beyond the box score. His size in the middle of that defense, taking away plays over the middle. He's got four interceptions to show for it. If you can make it pay if you make that kind of mistake. And that guy compiles the tackles. He is active all around the football. He is a leader for that group. That is a significant addition for the Bears defense.
So you think we'll see him how much tonight, you think?
That's a good question. I'm curious if there is a snap count. He only practiced this week, of course. But again, like I said, it was just a four-week absence. This is a veteran. This guy has been out there. So perhaps he's full go. Perhaps he's playing every snap tonight.
We know Roman Dunze is out. We know Luther Burden is out. What other injuries should we have our eyes on for the Bears?
Well, yeah, you touched on it there. The wide receiver spot is a curious part for this game. I'm fascinated to see how they round out that group. Obviously, a lot of Olamide Zaccheaus. You're going to see some Devin Duvernay. You might see some Jonte Walker, the undrafted rookie out of Texas A&M. And then we touched on it with the injury front. That running game, DeAndre Swift should be good to go. Limited with a groin injury the last couple days. I think that was more maintenance and just preserving him a little bit. He's been dealing with that kind of lingering throughout the season. That wasn't a significant setback for him this week, so he should be good to go, and ideally in full form, if not close to it.
He's the Scores, Chris Emma. Emma, we were looking at the way that the Bears have approached the week. It's like Ben Johnson is confident in telling you these players will not be out, but the Packers are scared or playing it close to the vest. Have you heard anything about who may be out for certain for the Packers, who are dealing with an incredible amount of injuries?
Josh Jacobs, keep an eye on that one. He's been dealing with a knee issue throughout much of this season. Did not practice this week. The writing's on the wall. Like, this is something where he probably needs a shutdown. And I don't think tonight's the night to shut him down. But look, you got to preserve him for the long term. The Packers believe they can make a deep run in the postseason, too. So as much as you'd love to have him out there and have him be, your lead back out of the backfield, you got to be careful with this one. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that one tonight. Both running backs, obviously, with Swift and Jacobs. We're going to be looking at that when the inactives come out at 5:50 or so this evening. But I think Swift should be good to go. I'm curious about Jacobs. I'm wondering if it's just been too much wear and tear and he needs one more week to really sit out. So that would be a devastating loss for the Packers on their offense. And they would have to adjust a lot of their game plan without Josh Jacobs.
Emma, hit us with that prediction.
27-23, Bears get a win. I think this is a defining moment in a breakthrough season. I think this team gets it done. There is a hunger inside that locker room. And, it's not – Bears fans love this game. This is a meaningful game for everybody in Chicago. For a lot of these players individually, it's about getting redemption. Caleb Williams talked about it on Sunday after beating the Browns, how he still wants an interception back at the end of that game in Lambeau Field. And I think if you go man-to-man in that locker room and ask guys about something from that game in Lambeau, they say, man, I want this play back, or I want that moment back. And it's a beautiful thing in football when you get a shot of redemption so soon. And not to mention, the scenario is the same, with the Bears back in first place and a chance to really secure pole position for a high seed in the NFC playoffs. So this is a golden opportunity. There's a good hunger and determination for this group. I think the Bears get it done. I think Caleb Williams shines tonight.
It's only one person that matters, by the way. Sean Sears, he's given us his prediction, right?
He's on the Bears. I believe he's on the Bears. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. 14-0,
man.
It's been such an unpredictable season. Sean Sears has Bears 31, Packers 27. So he has been our Nostradamus. He's got everything down so far. And I'm going with that. I'm going to change my pick to exactly what he says.
Yeah, exactly. We should all bet that way, too. Emma, finally, if the Bears win tonight, is this the first defining moment for Ben Johnson? Or have we already had a season of him?
This is absolutely the defining moment. This is your chance. This is the breakthrough. Your demons against the Packers over the years, and then your struggles to even play meaningful football in December, let alone win these games. Like, just being on this stage is an accomplishment in its own right for this football team, standing at 10-4 and creating this scenario where you can all but secure your place in the playoffs tonight with a win. It has been an incredible season for Ben Johnson, what they've done in year one. And ideally, you see this as just the foundation year, the beginning of something really special and lasting for this team. But you want this game. It's the Packers. It's your rival coming to town. It's the team that's haunted you over the years. 26 out of the last 31 games have gone to Green Bay. 12 of the last 13. You've got Aaron Rodgers saying he owns you. You've got so many ghosts of the past that are just looming over this rivalry. And here's your chance. You've got a great coach. You've got a young, fun, rising team. You got a quarterback you believe can take that next step. Go get it done tonight. This is your chance to really mark your territory as the team that can take the North and never give it back, as Ryan Poles once said. And this is your golden opportunity to get yourself in pole position to win the North and a chance to secure your place in the playoffs and really take back this rivalry in a way that's not been done in way too long. So, yeah, this is a defining moment potentially, and I'm fired up to get down to Soldier Field.
Emma, good stuff. We'll be following your work at 670thescore.com. Enjoy the work or enjoy the game, and we'll follow your work following and during the game over at The Score. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Yep.
All right, good stuff, Chris, Emma there. So Tremaine Edmonds is back. Don't know what sort of snap count he'll be on, but, man, he was playing at an incredibly high level. Did not miss a large amount of time. Was gone about a month. So, you know, maybe that snap count will be higher than we thought. But they've been getting some good performance by other linebackers as well. So it may be a lighter snap count. We'll just have to wait and see. As far as the injuries go, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, they were announced out a couple of days ago. We still do not know where we stand with Zach Tom, the right tackle for the Green Bay Packers, Evan Williams, where we stand with their safety. Christian Watson does look like he will be playing, and Josh Jacobs. It sounds like Jacobs will be playing, although he certainly is nowhere near 100%, and we know that Micah Parsons is lost for the season. The Evan Williams injury to me may be the biggest one of the bunch. Now, perhaps Montez Sweat can eat if they don't have Zach Tom at the right tackle position, but Evan Williams is their safety. And the Bears are really the best in the NFL as giving their running backs a running start. 2 yards before contact, I believe, is the average for the Bears running backs, and that's the best in the NFL. Most importantly, the Bears are just really, really great at getting to the second level, right? Getting a running back to the second level means they just have to make one guy miss and you have a chance to strike at a big play. So Evan Williams, the safety, is a guy who's in charge and making sure that he has a great tackle, oftentimes in open space, in open field, and keeping you from turning a good play into a great play. And if the Packers do not have Evan Williams, then the Bears have a much greater chance of breaking open more big runs. Yes, they're going to try to punish you and wear you down, but that's a name if you're watching for injury reports. Not just the Bears, keep an eye out for a guy named Evan Williams for the Packers that could have a huge part in this game. Let's hear from a former Packer. John Kuhn did a great interview with Mully and Haw. He's the Packers sideline reporter. Here he is on the Packers trying to make do without Parsons.
It's very hard. It's very, you know, everybody on the team has to kind of look around man for man and understand that guy who we rely on so much to make our jobs easier, he's not going to be here. So everybody needs to pick up a little bit more weight with their lunch pail and carry that burden together collectively, because you don't just insert a Rashawn Gary or a J.J. Inegbare or somebody and say, okay, here we go, we're off and running. And that's not just exclusive to the players. That goes to the coaches as well, to create a game plan that can put these players in advantageous situations. I fully expect Jeff Hafley to be more aggressive now with his play calling, how he calls the defense, how he manages the game on the outside. I would anticipate a little bit more man to man against these receivers for the Chicago Bears, so that the Packers can send their linebackers or send a safety so they can continue to get one-on-ones. The great blessing Micah Parsons gives you is he garners so much attention and so many eyes that it frees up other people to, even if they don't get to the quarterback, at least make their presence felt. Now, they'll be able to slide the line. They'll be able to put in protection packages so that Jeff Hafley can't sit back with that shell defense. He's most likely going to have to pressure with 5 or 6 guys in this football game if they want to get Caleb Williams off the spot.
Yeah, the good stuff from John Kuhn, who joined Mully and Haw throughout the week or during the week. This is not only a great X's and O's game, this is a great between the ears game, because you've got the Bears playing in a really, really big-time game for a lot of players that have not been in a game like this. National television, late in the season. You're playing playoff-caliber football to get to the playoffs, which virtually means you're playing playoff football. So then you've got the Bears trying to meet the moment, and then you got the Packers who are trying to get over last weekend's moment and taking the field without Micah Parsons. And listening to some of the conversations happening around the Packers this week, is you heard a lot of them kind of going back to, well, you know, from January until August, the Packers were approaching the season as to not having Micah Parsons. So they certainly have a plan, because they didn't know they were going to have Micah right until the season started. That's fine. But the more you hear that, the more you just sounded like they were trying to convince themselves, because they traded Kenny Clark for Michael Parsons. Devontae Wyatt is out. And then Evan Williams has a chance of being out as well. So this is a changed defense, even if you took that scenario. But that's the way, you know, from January to August, Packers are building a defense without Micah. There's a number of pieces this team does not have that the Bears should take advantage of. 312-644-6767. Jim is with us in Round Lake. Hey, Jim, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, thanks. I just have a quick comment. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what Green Bay's defense is going to do, certainly if I were them. I think they're going to bring up their safeties and do everything they can to stop the run and make Caleb Williams try and beat you. I think that would be a good strategy, especially with 2 of our top receivers out.
Jim, where's your confidence if they do that in Caleb Williams?
It's 50-50, to tell you the truth. I mean, Jordan Love's a much better pure thrower than Williams. I mean, every Bears fan, I think, knows that Williams has been on and off. So he hits the hard ones and he misses the easy ones. So I'm not sure.
Jim,
I
should have asked, are you rooting for the Packers or the Bears?
Oh, definitely rooting for the Bears.
Okay. Because you said, did you say Jordan Love's a pure passer?
Yeah, Jordan Love's a much better passer than pure passer than Caleb Williams. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, Williams misses 10, 15-yard throws all the time. I mean, he's getting better. He's improving. I have hopes for him, but he's not the passer Love is right now.
Well, I should we take into account that, you know, Jordan was sitting down and watching and studying and learning, who he's now 5 years into his career, and Caleb Williams is in year two and has had two offensive coordinators. I think what you got my reaction when you said pure, because I find Caleb to be a very pure athlete and thrower of the football. He's not doing what Jordan Love is doing. I think that's what got me. Jim, thanks for the phone call. We got to go to break, but certainly an interesting talking point. And again, I believe Jordan Love has the best QBR this season of any quarterback. Like, Jordan has had a really, really good year. I just feel like Caleb's about to pop. It may not be in 2025, right? It may be an entire offseason. The only reason why I bristled or thought, well, let's wait a minute, is when you said pure. Because if there's one thing I find confident about Caleb is the purity at which he throws the football, especially when he's on the run. There's some special, special things happening there. Once that settles into Ben Johnson's offense, then we're cooking. I think I want to be cooking in less than 4 hours when that game gets going. 312-644-6767. Final stop before we hand it off to the pregame show coming up in just about 15 minutes.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There's a nickel flying in there. Cooper flying in there at the same time.
Oh.
Holy cow. Manungai somehow survives it.
Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhardt on that hit. That was a call on Fox. The Kyle Manungai hit that sent the plastic flying in Lambeau Field. The last time the Bears and the Packers met. Judson Richards with you. Final stop for me before we hand it over to the pregame show as Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will take over, leading you right up until kickoff time between the Bears and the Packers at 7:20. The last time these two teams met, it felt very much like you might beat us, but you're not going to like it. And you might beat us, but it's not going to be easy, right? And that's somewhat as you start to change the culture, change your identity, and change how well you play, that's kind of the natural progression, right? But you'd like to think that the Bears have been able to expedite that, where they can go from you're not going to like it to how about we just beat you? And that's what I think happens tonight for the Bears. There are three main ingredients that I think makes this meal this evening so, so good. Number one, the battle for the NFC North. All right, the Bears have a half-game lead. They win tonight. They go up to a game and a half. If the Steelers happen to beat the Lions, the Bears, they are in the playoffs. The other one is this game, the magnitude of this game is so great for a young team looking to head into the playoffs. So you are garnering experience right now. Whether that experience matters more in 2026, we'll wait to see. But if you want to do things in January, then damn it, you are playing playoff football tonight at Soldier Field. So a lot of these young guys, and there's plenty of players in a Bears locker room in a Bears uniform that has never felt a game like this with this much on the line. This is the experience that will only harden you and make you tougher as you want to head towards playing bigger games, more December games, and more January playoff games, and that kind of experience. And finally, what matters most tonight, the most important thing tonight, the Bears have to beat the Packers. If you want to be great in the NFL, you got to own your backyard first. And getting bullied by the Packers like we've watched happen for far too long recently, it just has to stop if Ben Johnson wants to build what he thinks he's going to build. The Packers have won 26 of the last 31 games. Ben Johnson, check that. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at Soldier Field. LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. So if Ben Johnson, going back to that opening press conference, it's time for him to put his coaching where his mouth is. The Packers have won 13 of 14 road games against the Bears. Now, a lot of that, pretty much all of it, Ben Johnson has nothing to do with it. Isn't it nice to head into a game tonight where you feel complete confidence in your head coach to put together a game plan that's going to come out victorious? I know I feel that way. I expect a great game. I don't expect the Bears to roll. I'm not overconfident. I'm confident. I'm a little bit more confident than Vegas. I'll be honest. I think that, you know, Vegas has the Bears by a point and a half. With the amount of injuries that the Packers have, realistically, with as good as the Bears have been at home. Again, if you're looking for confidence, I have it for you. The Bears have won 10 of their last 12. And they've won 5 straight games at home. They're 5-1 just because of that game where they completely melted down against the Minnesota Vikings in week 1. That was the last time the Bears have lost at home. If you're looking for confidence, how about because the Bears, they've been playing like a great football team. We should not be scared to say the word great. When you win 10 of your last 12, 10-4 with 3 games left to go, I don't know if they're win out, but if they did, that would be a 13-4 football team. That'd be pretty damn good. That'd be tough because they got the Niners on the road and the Lions one more time. It would be tough, but, you know, it starts with beating the Packers. You cannot get bullied in your own division. Far too much of that. Far too much Aaron Rodgers. He's gone. You'd like to think that Ben Johnson has a defining moment tonight. And maybe you think he's already defined it because of the magnitude of this game, because they're already in first place. That's fine. Wouldn't push back on that. But again, he said it at his press conference for a reason. Not only because it was pressed upon him by George McCaskey of how important it is that you beat the Packers, but if you want to change the tide, if you want to change the direction, then how about it starts tonight? And you have been giving it a gift. Don't give me this, well, we want to, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. You want to beat everyone with their full strength. You have been given a gift. If there was one Christmas gift given out this weekend in Week 16, there was no greater gift under the Christmas tree than Micah Parsons tearing his ACL. Would I root for a guy to tear his ACL? Absolutely not. No. But it happens. I love watching Patrick Mahomes. I hate that he tore his ACL. Tennessee Titans have a much better chance to win. It's as simple as that. The Packers are beaten and bruised. They may not have Evan Williams. They may not have Zach Tom. Christian Watson, I expect to go. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. So take advantage of a gift when it's given to you. If somebody wants to make any task in your life a little bit easier, then maybe just accept it. But for me, I think it comes out with the Bears being sharp early on, taking advantage early, and reminding them that, yes, the Packers are nowhere near full strength, and you are. Looking forward to hearing from Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. They will break this thing down for the next 3+ hours. They will take you right until game time. Thank you for Allen Robinson, former Bears wide receiver, who said, hey, I'm just a phone call away. Guys, good stuff. Also, Chris Emma, who will be there tonight. Follow his work on 670thescore.com. Great phone calls as well for Grant Leader, who did a great job producing the show. I am Judson Richards. The pregame show right here, the local Ford dealers pregame show on 670 The Score, coming at you next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.